Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Sue, I put this one in here before Sue's news. Woo! Because I know you love George Strait.
I do.
And I love this song so much. Alex Rich is here, who visits on a Wednesday. Fred Bottomer, of course, Ethan Hannaford holding down the fort. Maybe he has to do a lot today because of the narrative changing. So we started the show in some severe weather coverage. Dave Murray was on our sister station. We simulcasted that. Sue's news is going to take place. Never fear. It will happen in the next segment. We're just kind of have to adjust on the fly here this afternoon. But we want to welcome Dave on because he was very busy, fast and furious about an hour ago. Hi, Dave Murray. How are you?
Fly three.
Whoop, that's not the right one. That's usually where it is. Ethan, you might have to help me with this because this is another one of those things that you don't anticipate. Well, what happened was, I'm just going to tell people what happened. When we were doing the simulcast, the part of my board that goes to phone,
we had to switch over.
Ethan had to dial things up. So now I don't have what would be called the pot. it's just an old radio term, if you will, to go to Dave Murray. So Ethan's going to work his magic here, and we'll get Dave. There we go. It's magic.
There we are.
Sorry about that. You did a great job in the last hour.
Thank you. I can't believe you're without the pot.
That's rare moment that it is. So, wow, this kind of just happened fast, didn't it?
It did. It really did. And it was very, very isolated. It just happened to really pop right over western St. Louis County. And that appears right along 109 in that particular area. Wildwood appears that where most of the damage is, with trees down, power lines down. Some structural damage, I think. It wasn't anything like the tornado we had a couple of weeks ago, but it really spun up, and then it kind of started. It looked like it was going east, and then all of a sudden it shifted to the north-northeast, and it actually kind of faded as far as the rotation of a tornado, and then it developed a little micro-low-pressure system right over St. Charles. That helped rain the whole thing out and take the severe stuff away. With that said, there's still very heavy rain in portions of downtown St. Louis, North St. Louis, and into St. Louis County, especially central and eastern portions of St. Louis County down into northern Jefferson County. That it's not severe, still pouring rain with quite a bit of lightning. And that's kind of the pattern we're going to be in over the next couple of hours. I do think they'll get the ball game in, but the beginning front of that, and we'll see what happens. But and then the next, Thursday doesn't look like a lot of action. Friday, the severe threat ramps back up again, especially during the afternoon, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. The weekend, still has a chance of a couple of showers, but for the most part, a good portion of dry time over the weekend, a little bit warmer, 80 Saturday, 86 on Sunday. So the good news is we're out of the severe threat now for the rest of the afternoon and into the evening.
Well, as you might imagine, Dave, and you know this, but nerves are certainly on edge, and maybe the only good thing that happened from a few weeks ago is people are paying attention and, you know, taking action and seeking shelter. When this all goes off, everyone kind of clicks into a different gear here in this area for sure, based on what happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we saw the blizzard 82 severe storm situation.
We can't hear him right now, can we?
No.
That's another one of those.
He was talking
issues.
About the blizzard
See
of 82.
If he comes back. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I am here.
Yeah, we lost you there for a second. I couldn't hear what you said. Sorry.
Yeah, we go on high alert after big weather events. And then after that, things kind of calm down and we lose perspective and we lose concern until the next big thing happens. But you're absolutely right. All of a sudden, tornado warning is issued. Everybody is on high alert. In fact, I heard from some people who don't even live in St. Louis saying, I can't believe it, another tornado warning for the city of St. Louis, you know, kind of thing. These are the weather nuts that I know around the country.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, jinxed each other right there. So just because we've heard maybe the game might be in jeopardy, but you think that the rain's going to move out here in the next couple hours, just to be clear?
Yeah, I think, you know, the tarp's on the field, obviously. That's going to take some time to prep the field, get the tarp off, prep the field. That typically takes a good hour, but we've got at least another hour of some fair.
Oh, man. Now,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We lost him for sure. Now we lost him for sure. Well, we won't go back.
Thanks,
just technology.
Dave.
Thank you, Dave Murray. If you can hear us, we appreciate it. And I think we got pretty much the full picture of what he was describing. Now, on the game front, because, man, there's a lot of moving parts here this afternoon. Ethan, what are you hearing about that? Do you know any answers about the game tonight?
So Derek Gould tweeted just a few minutes ago, 11 minutes ago, saying that the Cardinals are shifting their pitching to prepare for a doubleheader on Thursday. He said to expect an official announcement here imminently, and lots of tweets about it from Bush. Michaelis and Liberatore will start games tomorrow. So what it sounds like to me is it's not official, but it's going to be official very soon.
Let me look here at the email, because the Cardinals send emails out. Nothing has been sent out at this point, but we'll keep you posted on that. By the way, Ethan and Alex, let me drag you into this, because were you taking BP with Tony La Russa watching you and coaching you yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I was. I was indeed. This was last week.
Okay.
It was actually my birthday. You didn't tell me happy birthday.
I did, too, tell you happy birthday.
I think you maybe
did.
Go
check your texts. Hang on.
Okay.
See, I just checked the email. It just came up. They have postponed the game tonight. Okay, so here's the release. Ethan's on top of this. The game will be made up tomorrow at 12:45 as a split doubleheader. So as usual, Derek Gould, who really, in my opinion, is like one of the only things that's valuable over there at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He's a great reporter, has been for a long time. He was on top of this, and yeah, we got a doubleheader tomorrow. So that's confirmed. Go ahead. So that was last week.
So last week, it was on my birthday. It was Friday, and we do batting practice on the field over there in the sales department. A couple times a year, we take some of the clients out there, and to our surprise, Tony La Russa happened to be there this time. Yeah, how about that? And that was cool, because usually it's, you know, you got Scott Terry, Scott Cooper, you know, you'll have Kyle McClellan out there, the guys that do the
fantasy camps. Right, yeah.
And we're sitting in the dugout, and on the field just strolls Tony La Russa. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And everybody was kind of confused. Even the guys in charge running the thing, they were all shocked that Tony was there. And I guess Tony knew one of the clients that was out there and was in town I guess, promoting an event or doing an event that he has coming up.
And he's always doing events, right?
And it was awesome, man.
Was he in good shape? Did he look healthy?
You know, it's funny because I saw him a couple of years ago and I thought, man, Tony doesn't look that great. He looked pretty good. I thought he looked. How old's Tony La Russa these days?
Actually, a good question.
I don't know. Google that right now.
But Ethan, you're going to go in on
that? It was unbelievable. Look, it's not every day. And I even said this to like Scott Cooper. I said, dude, it's not every day you get out here and you get to take swings in front of living, you know, managing legends.
Right.
He goes, dude, there are people that play the major leagues for a long time that have never taken swings in front of Tony La Russa.
He's 80 years old.
Now, we've made this clear. Most people probably wouldn't remember this. Alex and I, we go way back. We're friends. But Alex played baseball at Indiana University. You backed up Kyle Schwarber.
I was Kyle Schwarber's backup.
He's done a little bit better than you professionally in baseball. But, I mean, are you still swinging the bat in okay fashion? How'd you do?
I still swing it pretty well. I hit one out last year.
You did?
Oh, that's
I did
fun.
Hit one out
I mean,
last
that's
year.
Impressive.
That's awesome.
Which it's tougher than, I mean, you might think it's tough,
I would
but
think
it
it's
is
tough.
Even, it's even tougher.
I want to get
than
it out of the infield.
No, I wouldn't get it past the pitcher mound. Yeah, and that's even with a bunt. You know, I probably couldn't get very far.
It's tough. No, I didn't get any out this year. I got a couple one-hoppers. So I got warning track power. I do. I put some good hard swings on it.
You know what they say about that?
What do they say about
it? Weight room. Get in the weight room.
Look, I've
been
play,
in the weight room.
Just Ethan, I can't ever remember. Do you play golf, Ethan, or not?
I'm getting into it.
Okay, so
I got clubs for Christmas.
This guy.
Mark is also still getting into it.
Unfortunately. But when you play golf with Alex Rich, I mean, when you get a hold of one, and let's be honest, they spray this way and that way.
Left and
but
right.
When he gets a hold of one, it's 300 yards.
Easy.
You can so we especially in like some of the in the scrambles, you're going off at some pretty, you know, comfortable tees, like the white tees, if you will. And the goal on a scramble, everybody hits their drive, right? And it's the closest to the hole. So when I've played with Alex before, you can even, you know, hit a good drive in our foursome, and then we look for Alex's ball, and it's like 100 yards further than some of us.
Yeah, I'm there for one reason at a scramble. I drive in, and then
thing.
I put the clubs back in the bag and crack the beer open.
But we appreciate that for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna take a quick break here for some business news in just a second. And then, Sue, you are fully armed with a Wednesday edition of Sue's News, right?
Yes.
And then, Fred, guide me through the rest of this because things have changed so much. I mean, I'm going to be so frustrated at the end of the show because I really want to talk about this drone attack. I want to get into a couple other things. We're going to talk about the special session and the whole Kansas City sporting complex compromise with Scott Vaughn, who is the host of This Week in Missouri. Typically, Scott's a guest during the legislative session. They have a special session. Nick Schwarr, state senator, revealed that. Oh, I got to get out right now. Oh, my gosh. All right. Ethan's giving me the windup. I forgot about that. My brain is still a little scrambled here. We're coming back, though. We will have Sue's News in a moment.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.